Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwisakwadie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
Potter's Hour. Some people don't believe in tithing. Is it not in the Bible? Believing is a choice. So I'm not preaching for you to force you to believe. Choose to believe. It's a choice. Believing is a choice. If you sit down and say, wait, and then you are there. I come from a family background. My grandfather had 58 children. I saw uncles who couldn't marry. They can't sit with one woman and stay there and marry. I saw aunties who went to marriage and come back. They were not bad people. Normal standard. What is the secret of this one? I must go to the Bible and investigate. What is the cause of it? And I saw patterns in the bloodline. I saw things that followed the same pattern. I saw it. Why did God say, get thee out of your father's house and go to a land that will show you? When Terah starts serving idols, it changed the system of the family. What has your grandfather said? That you said it's in the New Testament. Look at the way you are serving God, praying, but you have nothing to show. Look at it. Look at it. Look at the way you love God. But there is no glory about your Christian life. You will still borrow money from those who commit adultery and get money. What is wrong? What is wrong? You think I'm talking about pornography and things because I'm talking about the word. Pastors write to me and tell me to help them. Pastors. What went wrong? Pastors. The devil just wants to destroy lives. Women are struggling with different things. People are struggling. People are serving God. But all kinds of things on them. You become born again. You are sitting in a church. So if they say the curse is not working, let me show you something. I know a story of a woman, a young girl, who insulted. His father and mother was divorcing. She insulted his mother. She stood by and said all kinds of things. The girl was delivered and is almost dying. One man of God was standing there and pick a word of knowledge that the only way this girl can survive is to apologize to his mother. The mother has never cursed her. The mother has never said anything. That is what I spoke about. Self-inflicted curse. What is the curse he brought on himself? Honor your father and your mother. So if you dishonor them, you invite a curse. And you say this one, we shouldn't preach it. The pastor gave a word of knowledge. The girl took a phone, called his mother. The mother said, I'm even praying for you. Please, Lord. And they say, I love you, girl. The moment the man said, I love you, he delivered. That means that the demon that were going to kill her, they have a right. And until the right is taken, it could have cost her life. Let me show you another example. Let me show you. And that's why I knew that the man has forgiven. Absalom has sent his father to exile. To the bush and taking the throne. And this is a throne you must be anointed to sit on. Absalom sat on it. When everything was over, there was a battle between Absalom and David's house. Joab was the captain of the army. This is David's instruction. Joab, please bring the young man to me. Bring the young man to me. Find that scripture for me. When the swords stopped fighting, the trees begin to fight. Even Joab was angry. The commander was so angry. I saw him say, this boy has sent all of us to the bush. And now with the opportunity, you said we should. He said, bring the young man to me. Oh, blood. He forgotten about what his son has done. Everything. So David forgave his son, but God didn't. If David wanted to kill Absalom, David could have said, when you get the boy, cut him into pieces. Give me 2 Samuel chapter 18. Let's read from verse number 1. Let's read. New Living Translation. And David now mastered the men who were with him and appointed generals and captains to lead them. Keep going. He sent the troops out in three groups, placing one group under Joab, one under Joab's brother Abishai, son of Zeruiah, and one under Ittai, the men of Gath. These are all giant killers. All these guys are dangerous. The king told his troops, I am going out with you. But they say, no, you can't. And his men objected strongly. You must not go. They urge. if we have to turn and run, and even if half of us die, it will make no difference to Absalom's troops. They will be looking only for you. You are worth 10,000 of us. That is followers that celebrate their leader. So they came back and said, hey, you are not going anywhere. They can kill half of us, but you are 10,000. It means that Absalom troops will kill any of us. They don't care, but when they kill you, and even they die, they are fine. So when David alone is worth 10,000 of soldiers of us. And it is better that you stay here in the town and send help if we need it. But you are not going. So they stop him. Watch this. If you think that is the best plan, I will do it. The king answered. So he stood alongside. And I believe he wanted to go because he wanted to save his son's life. He stood alongside the gate of the town as all the troops march out in groups of hundreds and of thousands. So David's troop is going to face his son Absalom's troops. Now look at it. Can you imagine? And the king gave his command to Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, for my sake, deal gently with the young man Absalom. This is the boy who has sent you to us, Esai. For my sake, deal gently with the young man Absalom. And all the troops heard the king give this order to his commanders. They were even shocked. Watch this. So the battle began in the forest of Ephraim. Wait, stay there. Go to the King James Version. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim. Keep going, sir. Keep going. Where the people of Israel were slain before the servant of David. And there was there great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. Watch this. Who were following Absalom? For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword. So listen, because of the judgment of God, when sword was not fighting, the wood began to fight, and none of the soldiers was holding wood. One scripture says, when the sword stopped fighting, the trees begin to fight. This one, it can save you and generations after you. All curses as a result of disobedience. Watch this. Go to the next verse and watch something. Let me see the way the New Living Translation will put the verse 8. The battle raged all across the countryside, and more men died because of the forest than they were killed by the sword. So who was in the forest? Does forest kill? You are walking in the forest and then you die. Now look at how the trees handled Absalom. So when the man said they shouldn't kill him, he has given order. He's the commander in chief. So if Joab see Absalom, he must put his sword down. The trees that were fighting, look at what they did to Absalom. During the battle, Absalom happened to come upon some of David's men. He tried to escape on his mule, but as he rode beneath the thick branches of the tree, his hair got caught. Explain that to me. That this guy is running, his hair is going pa, and the tree hold it. His hair rode beneath it. What happened? His hair got caught in the tree. His mule kept going and left him hanging in the air. So what the Bible is trying to say is that, Nora, come here, your long rasta. What the Bible is saying is that when Absalom was running, this hair, he was sitting on a horse. The hair was tied to a tree. And the horse ran away and he hung. Who tied? The Bible has already told you that when the sword stop fighting, the trees begin to fight. It means that David, if even you won't let the sword kill this man, the trees will kill him. Because all the three were subject to the throne. Absalom has ascended, that he was not anointed to sit. Explain it. How somebody said can be hung like that? There is no curse without a cause. That's what I'm telling you. All curses must run through God. If man forgive you. Now listen. The only way to escape God's curse is repentance. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry for what I've done. Please forgive me. And you move from the judgment seat and sit on the mercy seat. You are free. Hallelujah to Jesus. Every curse needs to be uttered, whether verbally or written, before it is allied. There is something I have here that I don't know how to say it. But let me. Somebody say, hey, Lord, I will escape. Shout it, I will escape every curse.
I will escape every curse.
You see, a curse can only alight when all five of the following conditions are applied. A curse. Number one, there must be disobedience. Curse words needs to be specifically addressed to an individual. So, Osofo, a curse cannot work unless it's addressed to you. The fact that you are close to Gideon does not mean when the curse comes to one another, it will affect another one. It must be addressed. That is why everybody has the responsibility to break the curse that's operating in his life. What is a curse? The opposite of a blessing. And the Bible gives us the symptoms of who is blessed and the symptoms of who is cursed. So if you're supposed to pass an examination and you are failing, something is wrong. You might not be cursed in the area of your finances, but you might be cursed in the area of something like completing a project. So you can be a startup, but finishing there, forget it. And it must be broken. Hallelujah. Number three. Curse words need expressing through two avenues, speech or written. So all curse words need an expression through an avenue. Speech, if it's not spoken, it cannot alight. Hallelujah. Curse words need a person deserving or having ground for it. That is why I told you, when they speak, okay. Somebody come and say that. Oh, any woman who is going out with my husband, may a curse be on your head. If you are not going out with his husband, that curse cannot handle.
That's right. That's right.
But if you have slept with his husband, then the curse has a ground to alight. That is the point I'm trying to make. So if you don't believe in generational curse, after you are serving God, have you walked in disobedience? Say something to death. Today something will be broken.
Amen.
So that's the condition I'm trying to tell you. Amen. And it's easy to break it. It's easy to break it. Now listen, you must stand here and say, I renounce every curse. Nothing you may not shake. Nothing would have happened by in the spirit. Something is broken.
Amen.
And by that statement, it has paved the way of a closed door to be open.
Amen.
It works. That's all. It works. Also, for when Joshua killed Jericho, Jericho land became unfruitful. Elisha has gotten double portion of Elijah. He came to the way Jericho. And Jericho said that the situation in this country is pleasant, but the ground is not correct. He said, give me a cruise. He took from the dimension of the supernatural and took a salt in a bowl. How do you put a salt in River Densu to change the taste? It means that the sword was a symbol. The sword was a symbol. It was a point of contact. Are you getting what I'm talking about? To reverse the curse on the ground. So the mantle is a point of contact. To stop every attack from coming to your territory. One of the things, do you know something? I was checking several reasons for people not being delivered. One of them was gentility. To feel cute, because when you are combating with the devil, you must despise the shame.
Right.
It's very simple. No. Nicodemus ran to Jesus in a secret because he didn't want anybody to see that he's having salvation. No man can do. Jesus said that you are a daughter of the law. You have come and said, you have to be born again. All this your nonsense about know the Bible, you are not born again. And except you be born again, you can never see the kingdom of God. It means that your doctorate in theology will not give you salvation.
Yeah.
Tell Nicodemus in a very strong way. He says, shut up there. And stop the nonsense. Your doctorate in theology is not access to salvation. Marrying great people does not automatically give you salvation. God requires humility for elevation. It's very simple. The Bible says, rebuke the scorner and he will hate you. Hey, Reverend Shu came here preaching about humility. One of the things that was dangerous, the way cancer affects people unknowingly, pride affects people unknowingly. You can be proud and never know. The spirit of pride. I know pride is stronger than the devil himself. Do you know that? Because when there was no evil, Satan became proud.
Yeah.
In heaven, he said, I will ascend my throne.
Mm.
What is he talking about? And God said, because you have exalted yourself, I'll bring you down. There was, in the midst of perfection, Satan became proud. You are in imperfection. I will ascend my throne above the Most High. I will be like the Most High. The seven eyes, the gods, I will bring you down. The creation rise up against the creator because of arrogance. Pride, it will let you forget where you come from. Pride will let you forget people you must respect, you dishonor. One day, Dr. Mike Murdoch said something. 22 years ago, he stayed with me. He said, every failure is connected to dishonor. Check somebody you dishonor. Go back and check somebody you dishonor. The most dangerous thing in life is to dishonor somebody you must honor. Because your Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. One of the best messages, among all the messages I love to listen, Bishop Dark preached a message. He said that the people that must be careful are people who come close to pastors. So you need a lot of maturity. This man, she will never have any problem with me. If I jump, he's not close to me. He's not close. He only see me at church. But there are people who are close. So when you get close to pastors, you see other areas of their life. And that give ground for dishonor. And you pay for it dearly. Among the disciples, one of them that rebuked Jesus and said, you cannot die. Jesus always take him to the mountain of transfiguration. There are places only Peter, James, and John went there. And Peter thought at that time, he had become so familiar that he can correct his master. The man is talking about the reason he came to the earth to die. You have become familiar. Bishop, get that message. He said, people that can come under dangerous cases are those who come close to pastors. Familiarity will let you forget the man is anointed. I'm telling you, it is dangerous to hang around people who are anointed and take them for granted because you have seen their weakness. It can easily. No, I'm telling you. There are people come to us. Sometimes when they come, I'm wearing boxer shorts. Sometimes when you come, I'm praying. When you come and we are going to do, don't you see me wear boxer shorts when you are praying in the house? Sometimes when I'm showing me boxer shorts. But I'm talking about the one that look like Pietro. No, he said he has seen them fall. He has seen them destroy. He has seen them. So it takes a lot of grace to hang around me. Who anointed? Is to honor them because you know, listen, when God anoints people, become possessive of them. And God's eye is specially on them. Touch not my anointing. So if you come close to pastors, be careful. Hallelujah. Check everybody that is misbehaving is close to pastors. Check them. Don't come around pastors and start misbehaving and just talking around them. You think what? When you talk, some people say they are proud. We are proud, but God called us and anointed us. God called us and anointed us. Listen to what they said. Is it Moses alone that God speaks to? Abiram said it. Are you alone? Yeah? Moses got angry, got in the spirit. Said, if you die a natural death, God has not sent me. Do you know the reason why? On the burning bush, these guys were not there. So when you see people preaching, they have encounters they can't tell you. It's not everything we can say here. Paul said, I was caught up to the third heaven. I saw mysteries that my mouth cannot utter. Paul cursed somebody, became blind immediately. He said, you, agent of the Satan, preventing someone from, he said, be blind for a season. Instantly, heaven responded. Burning bush encounter. He was, he said, if you die, yeah, by the time Moses finished, the Bible said the earth was open. God opened the earth. I don't know how he did it. Like I'm standing here, the earth opened. He swallowed the man and his family and God closed it back. Mass barrier. It means that you suffer before you die. You are not. It's better you die before they bury you, but when they bury you alive. One man's statement. One man make a statement and things happen. Reverend Sue said something. He said that, look at God's validation. Among all the men born of women, there is no one greater than John the Baptist. Huh? It means that the only person separated from that group is Adam. God is saying that John the Baptist is greater than Moses on hot ground. John the Baptist. Papa, we are bebene, honey. That is all. God is saying that John the Baptist is greater than Elijah. John the Baptist is greater than Elisha. John the Baptist is greater than Joshua. And then he went and said, the least in the kingdom is greater than John. So what God is saying that you are greater than Moses. Now, on what meter is God using to measure that greatness? That is a mystery we can't find. It means that the way we measure success is different from the way God measured it. So maybe much as it is foolishness to come and see, because you see buildings important, you say it's a great man. Maybe the great people, they are in the village. They are not on Facebook. They are not on YouTube. They are not on international media. But what they are doing there, if I go there, I can't survive. I'm telling you, when you had opportunity to come around men of God, don't be so much of foolishness. And then when you had opportunity to open up, because you see, serve a man now unto his heart to bless you.
Yeah.
My greatest test was the ability to go through some things, but to hold on to my father. Hey! Every time Bishop James comes here and say, we have a story to tell, one day we'll tell you. It's not easy. Hey! You have every right to shake yourself. You have all the defenses to defend yourself. One day, I saw a vision. Hey! That vision will never leave me. You sit here, you are messing around. That vision will never leave me. I was standing there, and I saw a man lying down naked. I was planning to come out of air and say some things. And the Lord gave me a vision in the night. And I saw a man lie down naked. And I heard the Lord say that. Look at the mirror. Have you seen the man naked? I want to show you part up to a certain point. Go back with this cloth. I saw myself going back like this. And I covered the man. When I came by, the Lord said that, cover the nakedness of your father. If you expose his nakedness, he will curse you like Noah curse his son. And not even me can defend you. That vision changed everything about my perception. And I head on to every difficulty. Until one day, that's my spiritual father said, among all the children I raised, Nana is the greatest one. That day, I cried the whole night. Otherwise, God didn't show me a vision. It didn't need prayer. I needed God. Hey, it's not every time you defend yourself. There is a place you can be right, but you take the bullet of the wrong person just to keep your harvest in the future. And I remember the Lord said, cover the neck, and they said that Satan wants to take your harvest. And don't undermine this. Too much proud people in this generation. Too much. Too much. Destroy ourselves. Up and coming young men of God, they never know how to handle elders. There are people there, you take their bullet for them. Let them look clean. You look dirty. And get a reward from God. You are not mature, you don't understand what I'm talking about. For listeners will just destroy you. Lift up your two and say, I will escape. Divine escape. Are you getting it? I say divine escape. In Joshua chapter 2 and verse number 8, I felt anointing of the Holy Ghost. And before they were laid down, she came. Now, go to verse 1 first. Jesus Christ. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent to, now, New Living Translation. Take me there. And Joshua secretly sent two spies from Israel camp to Acacia Grove. He instructed them, scout out the land on the other side of Jordan River, especially around Jericho. So the two men set out and came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there that night. Whilst they came there, because you have to climb the wall to come. And Rahab's house is on the wall. And why not? So I think when they knocked the door, Rahab thought it was customers, but this one were anointed people. We have come. I'm sure when they entered, they started speaking in tongues.
Undeveloped.
Have you ever gone to a prostitute's house? What did they wear there? How did they wear it? And what did they... That is the truth. The only way the woman... You don't allow anybody to climb your house. You see, let me tell you something. Don't judge people. There is a reason why Rahab the prostitute was there. With us is how the spies cannot enter Jericho.
Yes.
So Rahab's prostitution, God has his plan in it. Talk about it. It's a different dimension of the thing. So sometimes, just look at people. Don't judge them too much. Look at it. They must start very wrong, but they can end very well. You don't need to condemn yourself. Let me go. So jump to verse number 8. When they enter the house, what happened there? I feel the grace of God. Before the spies went to sleep that night, Rahab went up on the roof. Now watch this. This woman sacrificed his country with all the intelligence against something, that a revelation that among all the people in Jericho, only one prostitute has a revelation about who Israel is. Before the spies went to sleep. Now let me show you verse 5. Why they went to sleep. Watch there. Verse 5. They left the town at dusk. Now go to verse number 3. Go to verse 3. So the king of Jericho sent orders to Rahab. Bring out the men who have come. So suffer. When they climbed the wall, they entered Rahab's house. The intelligence of the country picked it up. The national security picked it up. Yeah. And without any information, the national security coordinators went to the president and said, some people have come here, they are coming to spy. That time, no radars, no intelligence, no satellite. The people have discernment. I'm sure their gods told them. It's debatable. Bring out the men who have come into your house, for they have come here to spy out the whole land. And Joshua only told two men. Not even other Israelites know that these men are going to spy. Do you know why? Moses sent 12. Only two came with a report. So when Joshua took over, he sent 2.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't want to make the mistake of my father. They sent what? 12. But Joshua sent 2. The two men came there. Not even the Israel other men know that two people have gone. But the intelligence picked. And they told Rahab that he came to spy the land. How did they know? They were there. And that is the time. It was not even night. They entered there around 12 in the afternoon. By night. It is not night. The intelligence has told them that they came to spy the land. The whole land. Watch this. Watch this. Rahab has hidden the two men. But she replied, yes, the men were here earlier, but I didn't know where they were from. It means he's trying to tell them that me, they came to do business with me. Please, congratulations. Keep doing the business. God will use it. Hallelujah. It might be the reason why the men, so, and the Bible says he has hid them. Rahab has a roof with attic at the top. He hid the guys. Watch this. Wow. They left the town at dusk. As the gates were about to close, I don't know where they went. If you hurry, you probably catch up with them. So, against the security of his country and the protection, he decided to be on the God side. And so intelligent. And decided that I rather would die than revealing this man for Jericho to kill them. Let's watch something here. Can I tell you something? Always be at the Lord's side. That means I don't clap, because you didn't understand what I said. You didn't understand what I said. That means that if your husband say don't serve God, tell him you are my husband, you are not my Lord.
That's right.
You can't take me to heaven. I love you, I cook for you, I'll give you sex, but you can't separate me from my Christ. And if that is so, you won't marry me again. You better leave for me to go to heaven. It's simple. Never let marriage take you to hell. And the man said, if you go to church, then get out of this house. Leave the house and go and rent some place. No. The truth of the matter is that if you continue to say, the one day he will divorce you. So you better be on Jesus' side. I'm married to mommy. I am his husband. I'm not his Lord. I can't stop here from serving God. Are you getting it?
Yes,
maybe you say, he's a pastor's wife and who is going to stop? Hey, your husband too. Who knows, God called him but he didn't come. I don't know where they went. Some people, the way their mother prayed for them, they could have responded to the call of God. Check every man that God has, his mother pray a lot. If he's not in ministry, it's possible he has missed his calling. A lot of pastors, their mothers were their intercessors. If you are that type, that your mother keep praying for you. Penny. If you hurry, you can probably catch up with them. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Once on your master, so who can come? Actually, she has taken them up to the roof and hidden them beneath bundles of flax she has laid out. Whoa. So the king's men went looking for the spies along the road leading to the... So, mami di enkrofo ye siye en enkrofo di mrika no moshisho. Era di asembe nkwe. Nu kache oni as asembe nkwe. Watch this. What verse am I reading now? Jump to verse number 8. Jump to verse 8. Before the spies went to sleep that night, Rahab went up on the roof to talk with them. Auntie Rahab, let's see what he say. I love this. Is one of my favorite statements in the Bible. This is the voice of a prostitute. Listen to a prostitute revelation. I know the Lord has given you this land.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Mutual Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City Mutual Pram Road, Friday Mega All Night Service 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday Morning Empowerment Service 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the